We're doing the laws of cooking on Shabbat, and we discussed that there are levels of cooking. There's the medium in which we are cooking, and there's also the medium that is being cooked, the food item that is being placed in the hot water. And we said that food items can be described as lach or yavesh, either with liquid or dry. And if something is not completely cooked, that's called, it is eino mevushal kol tzoko, it is not yet completely cooked, even though it's hot. If you put it in a kli rishon, in a vessel that was heated on the fire beyond the atzole, this boat, beyond where the hand would draw back quickly from it, so then we enter the realm of bishul, the biblical prohibition of cooking, meaning you have a frank that you cook for Shabbos, that you roast. I don't know, are franks cooked? They're raw, right? They're raw meat. Franks are raw meat, right? They're not pre-cooked, right?
Like a hot dog?
Yeah, hot dogs, yeah. You have a hot dog that's not cooked. They are pre-cooked.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Hot dogs are pre-cooked?
Yeah.
Okay, so bad example. Okay, so let's take, you have raw meat, right?
Yeah.
You take a hamburger, you make a hamburger. You start cooking it. It's not fully cooked. Come Shabbos, you take your hot. You have water. Let's say you have soup. You have a pot of soup on the fire. You take it off the fire, and then you put in your hamburger into that pot of soup. Now that pot of soup is a kli rishon, right? It was on the fire or on the hot plate, and being that the hamburger is not completely cooked. So then we enter the realm of the prohibition of cooking on Shabbos. We could only put something in a kli rishon if it's been completely cooked and other criterion, as we will learn. But if it is not yet completely cooked, mevushal kol tzorko, we could enter the realm of a biblical prohibition. So let's say a person has knedlach. You guys know what knedlach are?
Mm-hmm.
That's you make something out of dough. It's like matzo balls. Make something out of dough. Sometimes people put meat inside. Sometimes they use breadcrumbs, and you put it in the soup. Now, let's say it wasn't completely cooked, so you would not be able to put it in the soup on Shabbos. If you take the soup from the pot, put it in your bowl, then your bowl is a kli sheni or a kli shlishi. Then we will discuss that then it would be okay to put the matzo ball inside.
What about if you like,
now, if the matzo ball is completely cooked, that's a totally different story.
What about if, like, you make matzo balls, if you like, make up and then you put them in, or you put them right before Shabbos, but then...
We'll get there, we'll get there.
So they have a stout and they're still cooked, you know.
We'll get there, we'll get there, Bezat Shem. Okay. Let's say you have tea that was completely cooked before Shabbos, or soup. So you have a davar lach, something that was mevushal kol tzoko. You have a fluid that was completely cooked, and you had it in the fridge. Now on Shabbos, you take it out of the fridge, and you put it out in the sun. We said you're allowed to let things heat in the sun. So you have a very hot day. You live in Nevada. It's 130 degrees out there. You take your soup, you put it on the porch, the sun rises, starts beating down on the soup, and before long, you have pleasantly warm soup. So far, you're okay, right? Now, you want to put it in a kli rishon. You figure, let me take my soup, or let's say you had a bowl of soup. Last night, you had a bowl of leftover soup you didn't finish, so you put it in the fridge. In the morning, you take your soup, you put it out on the porch, the sun starts beating down on it, it gets warm. You figure, let me add it to the soup. It's been fully cooked, right? So the halacha says that being that it's being completely cold, on Shabbos it cooled off, so then you may not put it back into a kli rishon. We will discuss that there are criterion as to when you could or could not. But once it's gotten cold, even though now it's been rewarmed, and it was originally completely cooked, it was cooked together with the soup, but the soup stayed on the fire, if you want to put it back into that soup, so again, that is prohibited. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, We say that when you pour from a kli rishon, when you pour out of a vessel that was on the fire, the liquid cooks kedei klipa, cooks a small amount. So far, so good. So, if we say that it is prohibited to put your soup back into the pot because it became completely cold, by the same token, it would be prohibited to pour directly from the pot into your bowl, right? Because that's iroi kli rishon, just like when you take this cold soup, even though now it's been rewarmed a little bit, and you put it back into the pot, that is prohibited, included in the prohibition of cooking. You're not supposed to put it back in. By the same token, you're not supposed to pour directly from a kli rishon, from the vessel that was on the fire, into that bowl of soup.
Into a bowl that has soup already.
Into a bowl that has soup that has been that became completely cold, that became completely chilled on Shabbos. So far, so good. What if you have a piece of meat? You had chul Friday night. You finished all the beans. You're left with a piece of meat. And you're stuffed. You can't finish the piece of meat. You take the piece of meat, put it back in the fridge. So now you have a davar yavesh, something dry, that was mevushal kol tzarko, completely cooked. And you, the next morning you say, gee, this will be yummy inside the chul. You want to toss it back into the chult. So that is prohibited, but it is not the biblical prohibition of cooking. Because technically, once it's being completely cooked, even though you put it back on the fire, you are not cooking now, right? It's being completely cooked. Liquid that became cold, so when you put it back on the fire, there are at least opinions that say that reheating that liquid would constitute cooking. Even if it was a little bit, right? If you had the soup, it became cold. Now you warmed it up in the sun or any other way that's permitted. When you put it back into a kli rishon, there are opinions that say it's biblically, there are opinions that say it's rabbinically prohibited, but it's prohibited to put it back into a kli rishon, and some say even biblically. When you have a davar yavesh, you have something dry that's being completely cooked, so then that's being completely cooked. The rabbi said you shouldn't put it back into the pot. You don't put it back into the chont. You don't put it back on the fire. But if you would, it's not the biblical prohibition of cooking because that piece of meat has been completely cooked.
No, b'diavad is okay.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Let's wait. B'diavad is a totally different parasha. We'll get there. Okay. And now we enter the discussion of Kli Rishon, but I think you guys have to digest what we did today. We can't do more information. Halacha is the type of thing you got to learn piecemeal, slowly. So we'll pick up here, Mizrachim, tomorrow. If you choose, you guys have to bring the books. And